Hey guys, Tim here. And is your gym stuck between $8,000 and $25,000 a month and you know that you're capable of doing more? You need to check out the Springboard. Springboard's our new 12-month coaching program designed to help you hit $30,000 a month in stable, recurring revenue. To see how Springboard can help your gym, just visit gymownercoach.com. That's gymownercoach.com for all the details.
To the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right. Welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined again of all the people in the world. Zach Columbia is sitting right here. There's like how many billions of people in the world?
It's me. Only one me.
He's here. He's back, folks. You can't get enough of this guy. He's bringing the knowledge bombs.
Dropping them.
Did you bring them though? You're just going to drop
it. I know one or two things about one or two things.
So like two things total. That's fantastic.
Two to four.
Yeah. Fantastic. Well, welcome back. Longtime guest on the show. He's always here. Can't get rid of the guy. We got a great topic today, guys, because it's coming. You're going to start getting emails in the old pop in the office, got a minutes, which is my biggest pet peeve. I can't stand when somebody says, hey, you got a minute? It's like, no, I do, but not for that. Not if you say that. People just want to grab your time. And here's the scoop. They got to put their account on a freeze or on hold or on pause or whatever you want to call it at your gym. And it comes fast and furious. It comes typically, depending on the part of the country you are or whatever the world you are. For us, it's 100% summertime.
Yep.
Some other, I guess, states and countries might be winter, you know, because it's so snowy and everything else.
They all come here in the winter.
Which is we're good. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you get these freezes and forever, like 12 or 14 years of being in existence, we would allow people to freeze their accounts because they just leave town. They're not here anymore. They're gone for 3 months or a couple months at least, or they work a lot and they can't make it in all the time. And sometimes they got like a 2 week work trip or something or spring break, and they're always putting their accounts on freeze. Well, over the years, we just accepted that as reality because we said, if we don't allow this, then people won't sign up here. They'll go somewhere else where that does allow it. So we said, okay, we got to allow these freezes. And then we kind of took a look at it and it was like, you know, $18,000-$19,000 on freeze in a month. And it's like, man, that kind of stings. I wish that was coming in, or at least a piece of that was coming in. So everybody deals with this that I know of, at least in this industry. You've got a freeze policy, and I've seen everything under the sun. Like you could freeze up to 4 weeks every 12 months. I've seen you could freeze as much as you want, or 3 months every 12 months, and probably everything in between.
Yep.
So we kind of got together and we said, we need to figure out how to fix this problem because it beats us up every summer. And we're pinching pennies and we're trying to budget for it and hold money. And it's just like, whatever. So we kind of came up with an idea that we've been found pretty successful. I mean, you're going to have to give some more of the details and the data around it. But ever since we kind of started doing this here, we've been teaching other gyms to do it and they're seeing similar success where it is cutting down on freezes. It's allowing people to, I guess, pay what they feel is a better rate to stay on all year. And you get that kind of consistent income. You don't see these big fluctuations as much. So why don't you break it down kind of what we did here?
Well, I mean, I'll just start by saying we've tried so many things over the years because we identified as being a problem. I mean, you said $18,000 a month gone during the summer. It's like some gyms don't even make $18,000 a month.
That's right.
Right.
And that's what's on freeze.
And that was what was on freeze. So like, you know, we look at that number and it's like, okay, Memorial Day is kind of the cutoff for us. Like Canadians usually leave a little bit earlier. And then like everybody else by Memorial Day, they're like, hey, that's it for me. And so, and then you add vacations for people on top of that, that are just, they live here, but they're like, hey, I'm be gone for, you know, I'm traveling. We're going on this trip.
Go to Europe.
Yeah, whatever. And so they, yeah, they're going to spend $15,000 on a vacation to Europe, but their, you know, $400 membership, God freeze that, can't afford, you know.
Can't afford it. Yeah, it's so interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, but then we would watch this and it'd be like, okay, June's bad. Wow, July's really bad. Yeah. August, okay, school's starting, some people are coming back. And then, you know, and then you get the people that are only here six months or whatever. So we've tried so many different things. And really, I think what ended up happening is it got worse when we switched to weekly billing, because we weren't prepared for that. We were just like, hey, weekly billing, you know, let's switch to weekly. And then all of a sudden people are like, well, if I'm not going to be here for that week, I'm going out of town for 5 days. I'm just going to freeze my membership. So I was like,
I'll be back on Monday.
Yeah. Pump the brakes. We had to, you know, address that really quickly. And so what we did is we went to, for anybody that did an annual agreement, they could freeze for 4 weeks out of the year. So 1 month out of the year. And then we had our more expensive option, no contract option, where people could just freeze their membership at will, basically. Mm-hmm. And then that went about a year, and then we got the data and it was like, oh, that was $100,000 we lost in frozen revenue from annual people. So by giving them that
upfront, we'll allow you to freeze
out of the year, which seems, you know, when we did it at the time, it seemed reasonable, you know? But what would happen is it also, not only was it, hey, we lost $100,000, but,
people wouldn't track those weeks, and then they would try it for the fifth week and sixth week.
People wouldn't track those weeks. People would get sick, and then they'd be like, well, I got this frozen week anyway. You're not going to bill me, so just refund me for that week. Count it as my, you know, frozen week. You know how people are. I mean, it was just a total nightmare.
It was a mess.
So essentially what we did, because of where we're located, we have so many seasonal residents, we had to still have the option to freeze, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so what we did is we just said, okay, anybody that's an annual, we're raising our rates, it's going to be $99 a week. Anybody that's an annual, you lose the ability to freeze your membership. That's just it stays that rate, but no pausing. If you ever cancel your membership after a year, you got to come back in, sign another annual contract, or come in at a higher rate, right?
Imagine a place where growth is the only option and where challenges become opportunities. Welcome to the Iron Circle, the epitome of business acceleration, personal growth, and professional camaraderie. Across the country, from every corner of the fitness industry, business owners just like you have found their tribe.
And when you really think about putting these 30 heads together, there was probably 200-300 years of gym owner experience.
Here, we dream big and execute bigger. Our members speak of breakthroughs, of transformations, of stepping out of their comfort zones to redefine success.
We just had our highest month ever since almost 7 years in business. We're close to $46,000.
We've turned isolation into community, uncertainty into solid action plans, and struggles into growth.
We can attract those prospects, convert them to clients, have them raving about the experience of your services, even referring other clients, all while you're sleeping.
And for you to get the support and the knowledge and the experience to just accelerate up and beyond that, that's the ultimate hack.
Because together, we are more than gym owners. We are visionaries. We are pioneers. We are the Iron Circle.
Visit ironcircle.net to apply.
Okay, so just to kind of set the table here, we wanted to raise rates. And in lieu of raising rates, we did raise rates for one of the memberships. In lieu of raising rates, we told people, we're going to keep your rate the same, but we're pulling that freeze policy out of there instead of raising your rate. And they thanked us for that. Oh, that's a great idea. Thank you.
Control the narrative.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting how that worked out? Because our goal was, we got to get those freezes out of here. We can't.
$100,000.
We had to get that freeze, those freezes, get the $100,000 back.
Yeah.
And we just told everybody we were considering a raise in rates, but here's, instead of that, we're just going to pull the freezes off. And people were like, oh man, what a great idea. Thank you for doing that.
Thank you for not raising my rate. So we look like the good guys.
What a crazy, turn of events, right?
So that was, I'm glad you brought that up because that's a great nugget for anybody that's listening to this. And then the other membership, we just said, hey, it's more expensive and we're going to charge an initiation fee, what we call an onboarding fee.
Onboarding fee.
That sounds better than initiation.
Fair enough.
We can justify it. Hey, yeah, we go to great lengths to onboard you, set you up for success here. Oh, totally makes sense. No problem. I'll pay that $500. And then they just pay basically, $30 more a week and they have the ability to freeze
as much as they want.
Yeah.
And then we did like a break even analysis across the two. Now you take that $500 off the table just for a second, 30% of the year is 15.6 weeks. So if somebody were to do the open membership, the flex option or whatever, and they could freeze as much as they want, they are paying more. But if they froze for 10 weeks out of the year, we still make more over the year than somebody that did the annual.
Yep.
But they froze 10 out of 16, but they felt great about it because they were able to do, and it was flexible and we met them where they were at. Now, what does that do for us? In the past, we were always trying to get people on one membership or the other. This point, we don't care which one they do because there's a benefit to us for both of them. Somebody's a 99 unlimited or an annual, can't freeze. We're going to get that revenue all year. Great, great client. Amazing. We're going to allow somebody to freeze, turn on and off their membership as much as they want. We don't set any rules around it. Like, you can just freeze.
They just got to submit a request 5 days in advance.
And they love it. They do pay more. And plus you add the $500 on top of that, it makes it 20 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay. So now it's a 20-week break even and nobody's freezing 20 weeks. Nope. I mean, unless they're a part-time resident.
Yeah.
So we win both ways and I love it actually.
Yeah. When I have explained this to people, cause they're like, okay, what do you guys charge? And I'm like, okay, it's $99 a week or $129 a week. If you do the $129 a week, it's $500 down. If you do our annual, something unforeseen happens and you need to cancel it, we charge you a $500 cancellation fee for breaking your contract. And we require 30-day notice from there. And so people are like, well, that's really reasonable. I'm like, yeah, you're going to pay this fee no matter what. Right.
Well, the only people that don't are the people that sign up for a year and stay a year.
Yeah. And so exactly. But so what everybody, when I explain this to gym owners, they say, well, like, why would anybody do the open option versus the annual option? I said, exactly. $100,000 a year, frozen revenue. We don't want people to freeze. So if somebody's like, I absolutely have to have that ability to freeze, no problem, go with that option. But we want to make it more appealing to people to sign up for the annual, commit for something that's long term, and then make it a little, it's much bigger barrier at the when they want to exit to say like, oh, I got to pay $500 and,
30 days.
Yeah. And nobody's ever complained about that, by the way. I think we've had one person who had to break their contract that was ever upset about that since we switched it. So it's like very reasonable and everybody ends on good terms, which is incredibly important. But it makes it where then they don't freeze their membership. And that's really what the goal is.
That was the goal of the whole exercise. Yep.
So that's why we make this one look more appealing.
And here's the thing, guys, the only way you can come up with a solution like this is being in a huge problem that you have to solve.
Yeah.
This was a problem we just accepted for many years. And then we just, when you added it all up that one time, it was like, okay, $100,000 in lost frozen revenue. And the other weird thing about frozen clients is I would say 50%, higher.
It's 50% don't come back.
There you go. 50% of the people that do go on freeze, they have all the intentions in the world when they left to come back. Something happens. They get in and out of their routine. They maybe gain some weight over the summer or they get into some bad habits and they don't want to come back because they're embarrassed. Or they've maybe found another solution and they don't come back anyway. And they disappear. They don't tell you. You start billing them again because that's the date they told you they were going to be back. And they freaking charge you back and like, I didn't do that. And you send them anyways, it becomes a problem. Mm-hmm. We got rid of all of those reasons too. So
yeah,
if somebody needs to freeze, you tell them right up front, like, hey, this is a super flexible option. You pay more for the right to do that. But some people need that option, and which is fine. We'll allow it. But like, yeah. What would you say? 80% are on the annual of our members?
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's probably slightly more than 80%. And look, if somebody then gets to a point, let's say they do the annual and they get to the point where they want to switch to the open because their lifestyle changed, their schedule changed, work schedule, travel, whatever. No problem. It's $500 as an onboarding fee for that one.
And boom,
switch you over to that and just raise your rate.
Let me ask you this, and I don't know the answer. Do you let people switch over in the middle of a year?
Annual contract?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I charge them the onboarding fee of $500. So it's $500 to cancel your current agreement to switch to that
and one. You just apply that $500 they would cancel. You don't charge them twice, do you? $500 to cancel, $500 to onboard?
No. It's just the one.
Why not, Zach? Come on, man. I was looking for that revenue. No. But it's great. So really the overarching thing that you should understand here is we got one membership. It's unlimited. It's either an annual term or an open term.
That's it.
Super simplistic. And I think if I were to go through like the journey of gym ownership, it's so funny. Like I really need to do a solo episode on my life of the things that were important at the time.
We'll come back. I'll interview you.
Well, there was different things that were important at the time. And I would tell you like in the beginning, it was all about member numbers. I want 500 members. I don't care if they all paid $9. It's just this cool number to say, I got 500 members. And then later on, it was about gross revenue. And then it was net profit. And then it was owner benefit. And like literally, it's been simplification for several years. And then I think even to this point, now we're optimization, like stretch therapy. How can we optimize a couple of things we're doing? Because the model as it sits today is pretty damn solid. I mean, there's always going to be problems with things we need to fix. But like this iteration, this version of the gym compared to 10 years ago is night. It's not even close.
Yeah.
Such an easier operation and makes more and it's more profitable. The clients stay longer. We get a better team and all the things. So anyways, I'll do a whole show on that one day I'll write a book.
Another book.
But I think this episode is timely in the fact, guys, like, I don't know what to tell you right now. If you're going into your free season, how do you just throw this on the table? But eventually you're going to want to get to a point where you've got two options that maybe two options per membership. Maybe if you got different services or whatever, one's an annual best rate, no enrollment, no freezes. And the other one is, yes, it's freezable. You can do as much as you want, cancel anytime. Higher rates. We do 30%. Some might say that might be a little high. Some might say 20 or 25, but we do 30% and an enrollment fee. And we don't care which one you do. If you throw that $500 into the equation, it's literally a 20 week. Somebody had to freeze for 20 weeks. What is that? How many months? 5 months, almost 5 months.
Yeah.
And it's a break even.
And those members are great. We don't have any issues with those members
that
do that, you know? So from a, like that, they're just, they get it and they're willing to pay more for the flexibility and it's never an issue.
No.
Whereas, you know, in the past it was like, there's always been, it's just, there's always friction.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't freeze 4 weeks. You said 4 weeks. Well, it's your seventh week now. Like, you know what I mean? They just forget. So anyways, guys, fun stuff. Hopefully this helps you. We just want to share our story on how we fixed that problem. It's been a great solution. Go do it. Go do it yourself. Take action, guys. That's it for this episode. Hopefully that helps you. Till next time, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next show. Late. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.